Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 123. I mean, who wouldn't want to accompany singers?
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. Hi, my name is Brendan Lowe, and welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 123. This is going to be how to accompany singers using the switch. This is going to be part two of our four-part series, until we release the accompanying singers mastery course. That's the new specialty course that we're going to be releasing. So welcome. All these podcast episodes in this series are basically taken from the course. They're giving you snippets of what's going to be inside the accompanying singers mastery specialty course. And I'm so excited for this because, you know, I went into the studio. We have about like five or six different singers who recorded vocal tracks. You're going to get to see everything I played with them. You're going to be able to use the tracks to practice with the recordings. You have a click track and stuff. It's amazing. It's going to be absolutely amazing. I'm also teaching you my patented system. I'm just kidding. It's not really patented, but honestly, you won't find this anywhere else. And I call it the switch. And again, the switch is basically I named basically what I do when I accompany singers. And you may hear this on certain albums and stuff like that, but you may not know what's going on, right? This is not taught in books. This is not taught in YouTube videos just yet. I mean, this is the first time you're probably going to be learning about this because it is kind of, I've coined this and named it. So it is kind of like my system for accompanying singers, but that's exactly what I'm going to be showing you in this episode. Now, just before I get in, man, I'm sorry. I feel a little scattered right now just because we switched up the intro to the podcast and I don't say my little blurb anymore just because I pre-recorded it so it could be clean every time. What was I going to say? Okay, yes, I'm very scattered right now. So, if you are interested in knowing more about our release and launch of the specialty course accompanying singer mastery course, that's a handful to say every time. I don't know why I named it that, but it still sounds good. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/singers and you can get on our specialty email list to get more information and news and a significant discount when we release that next specialty course coming up at the end of June. So it's just going to be a couple weeks here, getting really, really close to that. And we also have our brand new platform. I don't think I mentioned this last time in the podcast. If you've been a long time follower of Jazz Piano School, we've recently switched over to this new amazing platform that allows us to really kind of harness the control and user management of all the members in our membership site and purchases and things like that for products. So it's just seamless and it's amazing. And if you're looking to upgrade your services or downgrade, and again, besides that, all the technical stuff, which I love just because it makes my job a whole lot easier and we can serve the customer and user so much better. The platform that all the information and courses are hosted on are absolutely fantastic. The navigation's amazing. You have your own profile. You got your search bar. And again, this is kind of more of an intermittent solution because I do want to have a custom website in the future that's going to allow us to implement all these different types of changes, progress bars. And developers are working on that right now, which will link to apps and stuff like that. So that is in the works. But until we get to that point, this system right here is going to be absolutely amazing for people. You can favorite your videos. You got all the notation, the practice links, the videos. You can slow your videos down, speed them up, whatever you want to do. It's just absolutely fantastic. So that's a new platform. If you're not a member of JPS and you're looking to do so, go to jazzpianoschool.com and you click on the big button on the homepage, or you can go to jazzpianoschool.com/look-inside. And again, all of our new courses and things like that, all of our material and content is now on our new platform. So even if you were an old member and you kind of experienced what it was like to be on Jazz Piano School through our old website, we do have a new featured website, which is absolutely fantastic. And a lot of our members are loving the website. So I think that's it. Again, for more information on the singer release course, go to jazzpianoschool.com/singers. With that being said, let's dive right in. So I'm going to be talking about the switch right now. And again, I've kind of coined the switch. I've named it myself. So basically, I want to kind of demonstrate, this is going to be one of the tunes that's in the Singer Accompaniment Mastery course, Almost Like Being Love. And it's one of the tunes you're going to study with if you do decide to purchase the course. And so if I were to go and accompany a singer, it might sound like this, right? You might play something, one, two, one, two, three, four. Right? And you just do that for hours. Now, I don't think I have to say it, but that gets really boring, right? That gets really boring. Like, who wants to just walk bass the entire time? And even if you don't know how to walk bass yet, I'd highly recommend not starting out with that, okay? Just because once you learn how to do that, like, that's all you know how to do. And so many people just are like, oh, you want to accompany a singer? Like, oh, yeah, sure, okay, I'll just walk bass the entire time. But let me demonstrate a different way that I'm going to teach you on today's podcast. And it sounds like this. One, two, one, two, three, four. All right, so basically, that is basically, you know, more or less what I'm going to be teaching you. Sorry, I screwed up the ending a little bit. Had a little brain freeze there. But that is more or less what I call the switch. So there's so much happening there. And you're like, well, he's not walking bass, but he's not really doing a two feel, but his right hand's comping, but his left hand's kind of doing some lines as well. And it can be sparse if I choose to do more of a sparse demo, right? It could sound like this. Now, there's something, obviously, there's a lot going on here, but there's something I'm doing, which, again, I've kind of coined the switch, okay? I call it the switch. And what happens here, this is exactly all that's going to be in our specialty course, is one of the main primary educational topics I'm going to be teaching. The switch is where we have two active roles. So if you think about your hands and being two active roles, you have a right hand active role and a left hand active role. Now, the switch happens when your left hand plays something. It is more of like the anchor, and then your right hand is the active role. So if I start out in my left hand is playing the role of the anchor, my right hand is the active role, it sounds like this. Right, so it has more or less like the out front spoken word in the tune, right? It's basically talking, it's saying something. Whereas if I switch the active role and my left hand is the active role and my right hand is the anchor, it sounds like this. Right, obviously my left hand is talking more, it's doing more motion, it's doing more movements, it is the active role, it is out front, okay? Now the switch, what I call the switch, is what happens when we start to switch the active role continuously every single measure, maybe every two measures, right? The whole act of doing this is actually what's going to break up the monotony of just walking bass or playing a two feel the entire time. There's more interaction. There's more engagement. You're able to express what you want to express through the tune. You're also able to interact better with the singer. Accompanists give a different varying texture and contrast at the same time, right? So if I now do the switch, watch how it sounds. So I'll do my right hand as the active role for two measures, and then I'll do my left hand as the active role for two measures. Here we go. One. Two, a one, two, three, four. right? So obviously you could see there for two measures, my right hand was taking more of the front leader active role. My left hand was taking more of the front leader active role. Now, there's so many intricacies and details that go into the system. Obviously, all of it is in the specialty course. But one of the first ways you want to start to do this, if I break it down very, very simply for you, simply, is that a word? I'm going to break it down in a very simple process for you, okay? So when your left hand or right hand is the anchor, essentially you want to be playing on the downbeat or maybe the upbeat of four. So if I were to anchor my left hand, I'm going to play on the upbeat of four. So one, two, three, four, and three, four, and. Right, the upbeat of four or the downbeat of one. So one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two. That's all there is to it. Now my right hand, when it's the active role, it's comping. That's it. All you got to do is comp. Okay. The hard part is where it comes into the switch. I'm gonna talk about it in a second. But if your right hand's the active role, you just comp. So let's say my left hand is playing on downbeats. And again, I kind of started switching my comping rhythms up. You want to make sure you vary your comping rhythms. The good one that I fall into a habit of doing all the time is one and two and three. I love doing that one, but you want to switch it up as much as possible. Now, when your right hand is the anchor, all it's going to do is lay down the harmonies on the downbeats, just like your left hand was doing with the bass notes. But now the roles are switched. My left hand is the active role. Now, this is where it's going to get a little difficult for people because your left hand facility, dexterity, and technique needs to be on point, right? You need to have really nice control over your left hand. Sorry, I was just looking at the camera and I realized I'm playing super low on the piano here. That's where you do want to be. I apologize that you can't really see off the camera here, but you can check out the MIDI notes there, but obviously you get the idea. So my right hand's going to be the anchor. I'll try and stay in this area a little bit more, and my left hand's going to be more of the active role. Here we go. One, two, one, two, three, four. Right, so my left hand is now doing all sorts of varying rhythms, different movements, different melodies, right? And again, this is going to come with practice, but it doesn't need to be advanced. It doesn't need to be super, super complicated, right? I could just do this. One. Right, super, super simple. Ones and fives, double ones, ones and twos, right? So I could go. You know, very, very simple stuff to change up the varying of the texture and create contrast within your accompaniment for that singer, okay? And again, it also really lends itself to kind of creating more of an open feel rather than the walking bass feel that you hear all the time, okay? Now, obviously the reason that you're here is to learn the switch. So how do we do the switch, okay? The switch is very, very important and easy to learn, hard to master, okay? But that's why we have the Accompanying Singer Mastery Specialty course coming out. And again, if you're looking for that, go to jazzpianoschool.com/singers to get on the waiting list for more information and details and a big discount when we do release that at the end of June. So here we go. During the switch, what you're going to do is you're going to use the switch and you're going to switch your anchor. So all you have to do is thinking about switching the anchor and then you switch roles, right? So let's say my left hand is the anchor, my right hand is the active role. I'm going to start on the downbeat for example. One and two and three. Now I'm going to do two measures and then switch. When we do the switch, the active role, all it has to do is play the upbeat of four or the downbeat of one when you want to initiate the switch, right? So I might go one and two and three, four, one, two, and three, and four, and, right? On that and of four or on the downbeat, your right hand takes over as the anchor. And normally that's going to be with more of a long comp, right, to solidify that anchor, okay? Remember that. You don't really want a short comp because it might get confusing, although you can do that. I'm going to show you an example in a second. So here we go. One and two and three and four. One and two and three and four. Anchor. Anchor. Now my left hand's the anchor, right? I've just completed the switch. Now I'm going to anchor here on beat one. Anchor. 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 I switched, right? I've completed the switch here. So now I'll just call out the switches so you can see when the switch is happening. Switch. 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 Sorry. Switch. 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 Right, so as you can see, I'm switching back and forth. On those last two, I think I got confused, actually, when I was calling out the switch. I stayed, my left hand stayed the active role for most of the entire measure, so I don't want to confuse you there. But you can clearly see my hands are switching between active role and anchor and then flip-flopping, right? So when one hand's speaking or talking more, creating more movement, more action, right, interaction, that is the active role, okay? And by switching continuously, you're giving a really, really nice contrast and balance. Now, not to say you should use this all the time. There's times when I do walk bass, right? And especially down in this low end. And again, if you do buy the course and you do purchase it, you'll hear all the different variations and textures that I use when I'm accompanying the singers that we did in the studio when we recorded the tracks. And I mean, you can hear the various contrasts, and I do walkthrough analysis pointing out all the different types of things I'm doing with the notation, so you can clearly see what's happening, right? But when we do that switch, we're giving contrast and variation. It's just one contrast. Now, that's why this is a four-part series. In the last week, we did the two feel, right? Right, so a two feel is a contrast in itself as well. Now, we can take the two feel, we can take the switch, and then we can take the other parts I'm going to be teaching you in the next upcoming areas of this four-part podcast series leading up to the accompanying singer specialty course, right? But in this episode, you just want to start to practice the switch. Now, how do we do it? Do it super, super slowly. How do we practice it? Just practice it super, super slowly. Take your anchor, right, for any tune that you want, and then comp with your right hand. Do that for four measures, and then try and attempt the switch every four measures, right? So maybe you play four measures, your right hand's the active role. So here's the fourth measure coming up. Now I switch. Now I play on the and of four or the downbeat with my right hand to anchor it, and then my left hand becomes active role. So I went anchor. Right now, my left hand is the active role. I just did the switch there. Did you see that? Okay. So start out practicing every four measures, then bring it down to two measures, every two measures. So your right hand's active role. Switch. 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 Okay, so you get the idea. Every two measures, you do the switch. Then we want to practice every measure, okay? That's your ultimate goal. Now, in the next episode, well, I don't want to give it away, but I will. Anyway, we're going to work on in-measure switches. What happens when we switch our active role in a measure, okay? Inside a measure. That's getting a little complex, but we need to practice this first, every measure. So, every measure, it's going to sound like this. So, anchor, switch. Anchor, switch. Anchor, switch. Anchor. Anchor, switch, anchor, switch. I did two measures that time, right? Anchor, sorry. So you get the idea. Every measure, you're switching back and forth the active roles, okay? That's the speed you want to get up to. And again, this is advanced. All the voicings I'm using here are rootless voicings. You can use inversions, whatever chord voicings you use. And again, this is all explained in the course. They're using different types of voicings. Now, this isn't the entire course. Obviously, I'm talking about drop twos, the different fills you're going to use up here. All the different textures, lead-ins, different runs, you know, that you're going to perform with the in the spaces and the fills. You know, and then including, it's all about the contrast and variation of using the switch with walking bass, with the two feel, with in-measure switches, with fills, with the drop twos, with the different reharms, lead-ins. All of this, when it comes together, that's what really creates a full accompaniment picture, you know, that just sounds absolutely beautiful and fantastic when you're playing with your singer. Obviously, we want to utilize some of these high areas. Right? All these different types of areas, different lead-ins. You know, stuff like that. But again, stick with the switch for this episode, okay? Again, it's a game changer. It's completely transform your accompaniment style for singers. And again, this is to be used, obviously, on ballads. We're not going to be performing the switch, right? If we're playing, what's a good ballad? You know, The Very Thought of You or something like that. You know, I'm not going back and forth playing certain bass lines like that. That's why there's a whole section in the course about tempos, styles, and approaching different styles. And that's why I've chosen to have all the singers play through different sorts of styles. Ain't Misbehavin', more modern tunes, more old tunes, swingy tunes, raggy tunes, 12-8 feel, blues, pop, rock, stuff like that. But again, the medium swing tempos, like almost like Being Love, you know, There'll Never Be Another You. All these medium swing tempos that are just above a ballad, just before super fast, like Cherokee. You know, obviously, I'm not going to play. Sorry, I was playing a different key. I mean, you can do it like that, but again, you do want to, like, if you start to break out, that can be useful. But again, keeping a continuous time at a very, very fast tempo is more what you want to focus on, just keeping that stable support. But for the medium swing tempos, which basically, you know, you know, take on all like 90%, like so many tunes are medium swing tempos. I mean, you do a ballad every like five or six songs, unless someone loves ballad, and you do a super fast tune every like, you know, who knows, every five or six songs too. So the majority of the tempos, you're using this switch to accompany, you know, almost all, even slow swing tempos, Just Friends. With the fills here, I'm you know, adding in, you know, sorry, I'm trying to play up here with my right hand. So again, my point being, I'm still using the switch for slower swing tempos, medium swing, all the way up through, you know, more of a faster, you know, even four, right? You know, even at that tempo, you know, for the tune like four, I would still be using the switch to accompany a singer. And again, it's only when we get into super, super fast or kind of slow, really walking slow ballads that I'm not using this method. And again, it's a fantastic way to spice up, create variation within your playing and accompanying singer. And it leads to amazing, amazing things with interaction, movements, reharms. And again, I did the recording last night, actually, of All the Things You Are, and I was playing so spacey, which was kind of funny. I was playing All the Things You Are. Now, obviously, you can't hear the melody, but I mean, this is how I was accompanying. And then once we break into time, instead of just walking bass immediately, I can go to my switch. So again, you don't have to go and just start walking bass. I mean, all these different types of interaction, movements, and reharms, when they're coupled together and combined, they create this beautiful, beautiful, like kind of mystical, mysterious way of accompanying a singer that's just like open, floaty, and beautiful and lovely. And again, then when you want to kind of establish the time, when you want that feeling of the swing, you want that kind of just boom, here it is, right? Then you got, sorry, my left hand's off the camera here. This is more of a two feel. I'm not even walking bass here. I'm still playing my two feel. I'm still doing the switch. And then finally, maybe we can start kicking it. And again, I wouldn't even do that for that long. And obviously, in some of the backing tracks, I probably did that for like four bars and then I switched it up. You know, so I mean, it's when you're adding in all these contrasts, that's when it starts to get amazing. It's when it starts to get fun. You're able to add your true expression and you're achieving freedom through the accompaniment for that singer. And he or she is going to love it that much more if you're kind of adding your own voice. And you don't want to just be a backing track for them. You know what I mean? They can just put on a bass, walking bass backing track and sing with themselves. You know, that's why you want to add your own taste. And this is exactly how you do it, using the switch, using the different interaction and active roles, non-active roles, and saying your own voice through this method. So have fun with that. Enjoy that. Practice the switch. And again, in next week's episode, I'm going to be talking about the switch within measure. That's going to be a little bit more complicated, but definitely awesome as well. So again, go to jazzpianoschool.com/singers to get on the singer accompaniment mastery list. And that way we'll be sending out, you'll be the first to get all the details, the discount when we launch the singer accompaniment mastery course. Okay, it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And I hope to see you there. So have a fantastic day. And as always, happy practicing.